Okay, in the first round, I'd like you to make up rhyming couplets to remember important dates and facts. For example, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Or in 1997, there were 32 articles by Bernard Levin. Okay, you can confer, but bear in mind that you're competing against each other, so duh.
In 1999, the makers of Space 1999 are going to look pretty bloody stupid.
In 1492, a lot of other things happened as well, although we don't actually get to know about that, which just goes to show that history is a construct devised of disparate, supposedly significant events designed to bolster the rigidity of the current dominant system, that being capitalism. Doodly-doodly-doo. Thank you. Dave?
Oh, well, for every year, as long as I can remember, Christmas has been at the end of December.
In six, they'd never heard of Twix.
In 16, Jesus got his first BA Hons in carpentry.
In 1994, Jeffrey Archer did not give money to a whore. That much was proven.
Ring.
In 1996, I lost my virginity. Hooray.
Around about, and I can't be specific, so please don't write in, around about 1328, a horse managed, quite accidentally, I should point out, to fall on Catherine the Great.
So in 1989, I had sex for the second time. There's a rhyme.
In 1999, I'm going to have sex with a big equine. Just been promising
and
myself.
And back to Catherine the Great.
Any non-equine sex-related ones that we have?
No.
Well, in that round, I'm going to award Sue 1 point, Dave for a very useful one, 4 points, Nick can have 3, and Pete for his stamina, really, on the 1999 thing, can have 2 points. So, Dave, you won that round. For a bonus point, can you tell me your PIN number?
1492.
OK, thanks very much. OK, now it's time for our biographies round. I will describe myself as a character from history, and you have to determine my identity. OK, you ready? Who am I? I was the ruler of France between 1799 and 1815. British soldiers... British soldiers knew me by the nickname Boney.
Napoleon.
I haven't finished. I gave my name to Napoleon Brandy, the Rue de Napoleon in Paris. I'm not listening. And the Napoleonic Wars.
My set of laws
for the French state was known as the Code Napoleon. I hail originally from Corsica, the home of Napoleon.
Paul Shane.
And shut up. And the psychiatric condition, shut up, known as the Napoleon complex, is named in my honour.
Napoleon.
Now, if you think
Napoleon.
It's Napoleon.
If you think Napoleon. You know the answer...
It's Napoleon is the answer.
Don't be afraid to take a guess now.
Napoleon.
You can buzz... Now! Dave got there first.
I think it was Napoleon Bonaparte.
Can I just check the card? Yes, it is Napoleon. 2 points to Dave. The next round is called William Van Dyke Plays Pop. I could now play you a jingle in which a big American voice says, William Van Dyke plays pop, but to be honest, I'd rather be torn apart by wolves. So I'm going to play some records, some well-known, some foolishly obscure, and there's a mystery in each song which you're going to try and solve. Okay, listen carefully now to my 83rd favourite song of all time, I've Never Been to Me by Charlene. Okay, Charlene tells us she's seen things that a woman ain't supposed to see. Now, my question to Simon is, what are those things?
Godzilla.
I have to agree there.
This is rubbish. Have you seen it?
She's too busy being undressed by kings to bother to go to the cinema and see Godzilla.
That's true.
Undressed by kings?
How many kings do you need to be undressed by?
About 30 kings all taking a different garment off.
Okay, any other things that women ain't supposed to see?
The bonnet of a car. Anything underneath the bonnet of a car. And the back of any electrical equipment.
The inside of my bedroom, apparently. I don't know whether there's a world... I mean, you can explain this to me if there's a worldwide conspiracy, but...
No, it's just localised.
Quite difficult to persuade. Oh, really?